USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More witnesses will take the stand on Tuesday in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin. He's a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. A scary situation after a shooting near a Maryland Army base.
Police are reporting a gunman is dead and two people are in critical condition after a shooting in Frederick, Maryland on Tuesday morning. The shooting was reported about 8:30 a.m. local time at the Riverside Tech Park. In a tweet, the U.S. Navy said it confirmed there was an active shooter incident at Fort Detrick, Maryland, involving U.S. Navy sailors. Police Chief Jason Lando could not confirm any relationship between the gunman and the victims or whether the gunman was a member of the military. The gunman was 38 years old and after the shooting headed for Fort Detrick about 10 minutes away, where he was shot and killed by military personnel. Maryland State Police and the ATF are assisting with the investigation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine four?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is setting the record straight following the passage of Senate Bill 7, which aims to enforce voter integrity.
So I want to repeat this. Nothing has changed for mail-in ballots, Election Day, or early voting. And anyone who says different is lying to you.
The bill would limit extended early voting hours, prohibit drive-through voting, and make it illegal for local election officials to send applications to vote by mail to voters. President Biden is moving up the clock on coronavirus vaccinations. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying every adult in the United States will be eligible to be vaccinated by April 19th. The original deadline was May 1st. Psaki saying the plan should help provide clarity for unvaccinated Americans. She noted that 150 million Americans have received shots since Biden entered the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The federal government is weighing in on COVID-19 passports.
The federal government won't require a COVID vaccination passport, according to the White House chief medical advisor. The concept of a passport in some form to provide proof of a COVID vaccination has been contentious in the last few weeks, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing an executive order banning them in his state. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's not something the federal government is planning on requiring for business or travel. He tells Politico that will be left up to private entities.
I do believe that there will be individual entities that will do that. There may be theaters that say you don't get in unless you have proof of vaccination. There may be colleges or other educational institutions that do that. I'm not saying they should or that they would, but I'm saying you could foresee how an independent entity might say, well, we can't be dealing with you unless we know you're vaccinated, but it's not going to be mandated from the federal government.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he would support a raise in the corporate tax rate to 25%, but not 28% as President Biden wants. That's because it would hurt the country's competitiveness. That news on the heels that the Senate parliamentarian ruled that Senate Democrats could pass their infrastructure bill via reconciliation, which requires only a majority vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.